So, yeah, man, this is the first attempt at me creating my own podcast. This Anchor app lets you do so. So, I don't know what I'm going to talk about completely yet. I just know that there is some type of audience for this. So, for those of you who don't know, my name is Mario Kaleo, aka Mr. One More Round. I am an author, a comic book creator, a poet, a writer, a fucking everything and everything. No, I'm not everything. But I do like to do a lot of creative things. I've written two books. I've helped write four comics going on five, and I do a ton of videos. My biggest accomplishment that kind of led to all this was losing over 200 pounds and quitting smoking. That was, I don't know, 8 years ago. We're in 2018 right now, soon to be 19. Holy shit, I feel like I'm in the fucking Jetsons. 2019. That's crazy, ain't it? Anyway, so I'm very much kind of I'm a very serious about my goals, but not so much about life type of guy, if that makes sense. I don't really take myself too serious, but I take my dreams very serious. And I go after my goals, man. I'm big on thinking, you know, I'm big on living in a world where life is short. You know, in the grand scheme of things, even if you live to be 100, life is fucking short, man. Like, it's a blink of an eye in the grand scheme of things. And, but as the great Chris Rock once said, life can be long if you make the wrong decisions. And I think that's really the key, man, is that life is gonna seem a lot worse if you're constantly doing things because you quote unquote have to, or because, you know, you think you're obligated to. And I know some things are your obligations, but you're not obligated to stay in negative, toxic situations just because you think you can't do better or because it's hard to get out or anything like that. I literally just quit my job a couple days ago because it was a very toxic environment. And I didn't quit it without ways of making money. I mean, I'm an Uber driver as well, and we'll get to that eventually. I actually a part of this podcast. So I think this podcast is going to cover a lot of different things. And I'm going to have people, probably my co-writer for my comic book, RJ. He'll probably be on this show quite frequently because we are going to talk about fitness. I love working out. We're going to talk about motivational principles, but we're also going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about comic books. We're going to talk about video games. We're going to talk about TV shows. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about a lot of things. And it's going to be a good time, man. I think this podcast is going to be really fun. It's going to be very honest, very open, you know, and very transparent. That's a big thing with me. I'm all about transparency. And, you know, I don't want to get into my whole life story on this episode. I just wanted to do it a bit of an introductory thing. So, yeah, man, I'm really excited. Now, if you're wondering why I call myself Mr. One More Round, it is an ode to Rocky Balboa. He is my biggest, probably, inspiration. I would say Rocky is my biggest fictitious inspiration. But he, yeah, man. So I always loved the mantra "One More Round." I say it to myself all the time, and eventually, I started saying it on social media, and it kind of stuck. People started calling me Mr. One More Round. I didn't name myself, other people named me. So it was pretty cool, man. I really like that. The idea behind it really is just that there's always one more round, man. Like, another one of my little sayings is your fight ain't over. And, you know, I'm always saying that. Like, if you're still alive, if you're still breathing, if you still got breath in your lungs and your heart is still beating, then your fight ain't over, man. You still got more to do. And I've been in some low, dark places in my life, man. And I have felt like I couldn't keep going. But, you know, I just kept telling myself, you're not dead yet. You're still here. And even though things aren't the way you want them to be, things can get better if you're willing to fucking fight to make it better. And that's the key, guys. Like, whoever's listening to this, it's not going to be enough to just want it to change. And it's not going to be enough to just, you know, work for it. You're going to have to fight, man. Like, you're going to have to really fight. Honestly, right now, I feel like, if you guys ever seen Big Trouble in Little China, I feel like Jack Burton when he's driving his truck and talking to whoever's listening. If you guys ever saw that, it's Kurt Russell's Jack Burton, and he was a truck driver, and he's just talking into the CB radio, and he's just saying random shit, and it's fucking awesome. He's such a cool character, and he's just talking and talking and talking. I guess this was before, this was way before the days of podcasting. I guess you could consider Jack Burton one of the first ever podcasters. And if you haven't seen Big Trouble in Little China, you are fucking up and you are missing out. You need to see Big Trouble in Little China if you have it. It's one of the coolest, funnest action movies ever made. Ever, by far. John Carpenter did that. And we're just in time for John Carpenter. It's almost Halloween. So yeah, I am a motivator. I am a speaker. I'm a creator. You know, and actually I used to make hip-hop music and I'm getting back into that. Which is just awesome because I loved making music, and I'm doing it again with my old partner, actually, Mike Petrol. If you guys don't know who that is, he's a phenomenal artist. It's Mike Petrol is where you could find him. So I don't necessarily have a set topic today. I think for the future, I am going to have set topics, but when I want to talk about movies and stuff, I'm going to try to do that more with RJ, because I think it'll be more interesting to have banter with somebody as opposed to just me ranting about a movie. Now, maybe what I can do is, and I love how you guys are just basically listening to me brainstorm, I think what I will do is maybe do like reviews on here, but then talk about it later in spoiler fashion with RJ, if that makes sense. If I'm going to talk about, like, say, Daredevil Season 3 that just came out. Fucking phenomenal if you haven't seen it, but maybe I'll just do, like, a kind of in-depth podcast review and then talk about it spoiler heavy with RJ. And maybe my cousin Nick, if he can get in here too. But other than that, I think I'm going to do some motivational topics for everybody. We'll talk about fitness. We'll talk about different things. I, you know, gained some weight back, and I'm in the process of losing it. And I think it's important for obese people especially. You know, I really want to make a kind of fitness that is understandable for people that maybe are afraid of fitness, like, or that don't understand it, or that aren't able to do the crazy shit that the people in Men's Health are doing. I always had a problem with that. I always thought, like, why isn't there a magazine for normal people? Like, why isn't there a fucking magazine for, like, people who can't do, you know, hanging crunches and all this shit that these you know, they're shredded athletes, and kudos to them. They worked hard to look like that, but the majority of people don't look like that, and the majority of people, especially in America, are overweight, and they are looking for workout routines that are suited for their body type, and I feel like so much of the fitness industry is geared towards people that are already in shape. And I've always just felt like that wasn't fair, you know? Like, I really think that there should be something like that. So, I'm going to try to introduce ideas, at least. I'm not a personal trainer by any means, but maybe I'll have my buddy Christian Evans, who, if you guys don't know, is Christian's Weight Success. Good friend of mine. He's the reason I even found this app. But he's a personal trainer, so maybe I'll get his input onto what would be good workout routines for people that aren't in good shape already. Because for me, I think starting slow and developing a love for fitness as opposed to focusing on results and goals, I think that's the key for somebody that is overweight or obese. I think they have to learn to love the feeling before they can be thinking about getting muscles or dropping massive amount of pounds or things like that. I think they have to develop a consistent routine so that way it becomes a true love for, a true love and passion for going to the gym. Because once you can get that, you know, then the rest is not easy, but it's easier. So yeah, like I was saying, I think I'm also going to talk about Uber. I'm going to have a little segment on this podcast called Uber Confessions, which I'm sure that already probably has, somebody already probably did some shit like that, but I don't give a fuck. I'd do it anyway. I'm not Googling it either. I don't care. But anyway, I have so many fucking goofy thoughts when I'm doing Uber, and so much funny shit happens, and I see so much shit, and sometimes some of it makes me feel bad. Like, you know what, I'm thinking about something that literally happened yesterday, but I'm hesitant to share it right now, but maybe I will on the next episode. But I'll give you one. I had a ride the other day, and it was this girl and her mom, and they were very much kind of like your typical Chicago Gold Coast, like, blonde and ditzy and, you know, very, very valley girlish, except we're not in the valley, right? And and they're talking about taking vitamins. And the mom was saying, oh yeah, I take these vitamins, blah, blah, blah. And then the daughter goes, wow, that's a lot of vites. And her mom goes, yeah, you know, it's a lot of vitamins, but, you know, I have to take it to stay healthy. I know, but that's just a ton of vites. Hearing this girl, this is the confession part, hearing this girl refer to vitamins as vites made me have three consecutive feelings. The first one was punch the window, just because it made me so mad. I was like, what the fuck? The second thing was open the door and leave the vehicle. Just leave them in there, but I need my car. The third was stop the car and tell her to say it right or she has to get out. Now, I didn't do any of these things because I need money more than I need to correct people's grammar or to correct people's lack of fucking, what would you call that? What would you call, is it impatience or laziness? Why do you have to abbreviate vitamin? That's an easy word to say, vitamin. It's one of them rare words in the English language that just kind of rolls off the tongue, vitamin. Actually saying vites feels like it takes more work than saying vitamin. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. Well, I am crazy, but I mean, it really seems to me like you are just being pretentious, calling something vites. Like, it's easier. Whether or not it's easier or harder to say vitamins or vites. You sound like a fucking asshole abbreviating stuff like that. Like, you just do. Why are you doing that? Is your life that busy that you have to abbreviate the word vitamin? Is that where we've arrived as a society? That we're I don't know. Ugh. So anyway, there's your Uber confession, man. That's Uber confession number, 312. But yeah, so in other news, issue 4 of our comic book is coming out, I'm hoping, at the end of September or in the middle somewhere. Man, it's been in the works for a while. So yeah, me and RJ Reyes do a comic book called Evolution Comics. And yeah, that's probably I just quit my job. That's also big news. And I am well aware of how random this seems right now. But like I said, as time goes forward, I'm going to have a more structured approach to this. I just wanted to test this out. And I'm definitely liking it, but I definitely don't think I'm going to do this alone all the time, because unless I have some, like, real, like, how do I put it? Like, a lengthy topic that I want to speak on, because right now I'm just kind of rambling. And although rambling's cool, I am definitely not famous enough. Now, y'all, if I was The Rock, y'all would listen to the shit out of me rambling. but I'm just a random dude. So, yeah, I'm going to keep it right. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to shut the fuck up for this episode. This is the first episode of, I don't know, Mr. One More Round's Cavalcade of Chaos. I don't know what the hell we're going to, I don't even know what we're going to call this shit yet. That was sirens. I don't know what I'm going to call this podcast yet. Maybe I'll call it Your Fight Ain't Over or One More Round or I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, guys, whoever actually listened to this shit, thank you. I hope it was mildly entertaining, and I promise the future episodes will be better, all right? If your lungs are still breathing and your heart's still beating, then your fight ain't over. Remember that. Peace.